like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. You feel the soul, my spirit sleeping somewhere cold, until you find it there and make it back home.
Tune in live this Tuesday, December 5th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is, to be sure. It just gets wilder all the time. And today is no exception. I mean, just, you know, just stories like John Conyers stepping down and endorsing his son to succeed him is interesting, to say the least. We have crossed over into the land of just some kind of bizarre, cartoonish dystopia. You know, that just on the face of it should concern most Americans. For a variety of reasons. We see all of these shakeups. John Conyers endorsing his son sounds like what James Madison cautioned us against. And so very strange times indeed. I want to give you a couple of clips here in a second. If you didn't catch Tucker Carlson yesterday, it's definitely worth checking out. Interesting that the videos seem to be getting shuffled around. The top four trending stories on Fox News today. Number four, Mueller reportedly subpoenas Deutsche Bank and Russia probe. Number three, Erdogan recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital is red line for Muslims. Yeah, that's just, I mean, again, every day, as I've said for a long time, we see the narrative that is outlined in that letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871. Three world wars. The third is fomenting the contrived conflict between political Zionism and political Islam. This is just another step in that march, and the whole world getting drawn in on either side of that specious conflict. And there are a lot of fallacies of oversimplification. So that's interesting. Number two, fired FBI official at center of Flynn Clinton dossier controversies. That's the Peter Strzok controversy that I want to get to here in a second. Number one, Conyers announces retirement, endorses son to succeed him. So it's really crazy. We'll see if we can. I want to give you the last part of that. So Tucker Carlson's monologue yesterday was pretty fantastic. I think it's interesting. You know, he does a great job talking about the Peter Strzok controversy and the FBI and kind of all that portends. I don't want to spoil it. I'll give you that here in a second. But then he goes into Mark Stein and I forget what the heck they were talking about. Travel ban nonsense, which I will explain. What do I mean by travel ban nonsense? I mean that the travel ban discussion is misdirection. And as you and I know, I mean, the simple answer to why it's nonsense is because if you combine immigrants aren't the problem. Who is radicalizing people domestically? If you combine Trevor Aronson's TED Talk with Sinep Tefeki's recent TED Talk, because she's done several others, but her TED Talk last month, you realize, as Trevor Aronson said, after years of studying case files, FBI and DOJ case files, he's come to the conclusion that the FBI is much better at creating terrorists than catching them. Those are his words. So that's shocking. But then you listen to Sinep Tefeki talk about how social media has been used, weaponized effectively to target folks and manipulate them. Target in the sense that machine learning algorithms can identify folks that are on the brink of mania. So when you think about the Operation Gladio B strategy of tension scenario, and in the words of Trevor Aronson, that the FBI is better at creating terrorists than catching them, and you understand the tools are available to identify a stable of potential maniacs, and that they can be self-radicalized from afar, so to speak, through these tools, the kinds of things that Sanat Tufekci talks about, then you understand that you can create, you can identify and create these potential, these self-radicalized potential extremists from afar. So who has means, motive, and opportunity to identify, self-radicalize potential extremists, Manchurian candidate patsies from afar? That's the FBI. You know, and that fits the narrative that we keep seeing, doesn't it? Yeah, he was, no one knew. He didn't, it didn't, no one considered him a threat. He seemed like a nice guy. Everything was fine. Then all of a sudden one day he snaps and does a bunch of stuff for no apparent reason. Every single time. No motive. So, I really want to see if we can get this figured out. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. I don't want to give it all away. We'll see if we can play it. But the opening monologue in the early segments, the first couple of segments on Tucker last night were fantastic. The FBI clearly compromised everyone. And then Sean Hannity is, I think, going way off on the deep end, but had some good points with just how many people around these investigations and kind of Obama era holdovers are completely compromised. And it's just shocking, really, how politicized organizations like the FBI are, but not really. I mean, some people are shocked, and you shouldn't be. I'm certainly not, because, you know, these people will say, well, you know, since Comey, the entire FBI is compromised. Well, I would say since J. Edgar and before, it was always supposed to be that way. Newt Gingrich was on Sean Hannity last night, and he had some interesting remarks to that effect that validate my point indirectly. He unintentionally, I would say. And he talked about a book that his mom got him recently that deals with the issue of rampant corruption at the highest levels. And those were the early cases that J. Edgar Hoover leaned on to expand and broaden the powers and reach of the FBI. But it was always supposed to be that way. You watch the old propaganda films in the early days, and it's always been the same MO. It's always been the same Machiavellian MO. You find an enemy, controlled opposition, or you create it, you know, COINTELPRO sort of initiative. And then you tell the world, well, we need to fight these guys. It's the Operation Gladio B scenario right now that always leads to the strategy of tension. It's the only industry where the more you fail, the more you can cry, well, we need more resources. So anyway, Tucker Carlson, speaking of that, did a great job of pointing out, for example, the Garland, Texas nonsense back in 2015 when you got an FBI agent goading these folks on to go attack an art show, you know, draw Muhammad nonsense. Oh, they were radicalized. Remember the 60 Minutes piece? The FBI agent was even following them and jumped out and was taking pictures and The FBI still hasn't explained that. Why was an FBI agent the handler, obviously, tailing these folks that he had just told, you know what, you should go shoot up Texas? Why was he doing that? Why was he tailing them, taking pictures? And Tucker mentioned the Boston bombing and the Tsarnaev brothers. Well, if you want to know where the gun is that was used to shoot the police officer, why don't you ask Graham Fuller? I think that's always, Uncle Ruslan and Graham Fuller, what kind of deals have they struck? People like to think that the Boston bombing was just an organic, random event. But if you look up the article, one of the best articles, the Tsarnaevs and the CIA, who was Graham Fuller, over at Traces of Reality by Guillermo Jimenez. It's an interesting read. You will be shocked to learn that the FBI was about 1 degree separated just from the outset. And the more you dig, the more it seems like the intelligence community collaborated. And so this is no accident. So from the beginning of that article, it has been confirmed that the Tsarnaev family, at least to some degree, have been connected to the Central Intelligence Agency for almost 20 years. Oh, really? In 1995, Ruslan Tsarnaev, formerly known as Ruslan Tsarnaev, affectionately known as Uncle Ruslan, the American corporate media darling, who bemoaned the alleged actions of his nephew, Zohar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, married the daughter of the former deputy director of the CIA's National Council on Intelligence, Graham Fuller. While the marriage of Samantha Ankara Fuller and Ruslan Tsarnaev was short-lived, reportedly ending in divorce in 1999, it appears that Ruslan and Graham Fuller were more than just father-in-law and son. They may also have been business partners. So if you haven't read the story, I'll leave it to you to go examine more. But, again, Graham Fuller is from the Wikipedia entry that's cited, Graham Fuller is an American author and political analyst specializing in Islamic extremism. Formerly vice chair of the National Intelligence Council, he also served as station chief in Kabul for the CIA. A think piece that Fuller wrote for the CIA was identified as instrumental in leading to the Iran-Contra affair. Mm-hmm. So the picture you get, and from his official bio over at GrahamFuller.com, he received his BA and MA at Harvard University in Russian and Middle Eastern studies. He served 20 years as an operations officer in the CIA, working in Germany, Turkey, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, North Yemen, Afghanistan, and Hong Kong. Oh, so most of the areas that we have turned upside down, or the CIA has, and partners in JSOC, for example, and the contracting community, et cetera. Either places that we've turned upside down or partners in crime in doing so. In 1982, he was appointed to the National Intelligence Officer for Near East and South Asia at CIA. Joined RAND in 1988, where he was a senior political analyst, scientist for 12 years. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
I don't care.
Holy cow. Let's move on a little bit, shall we? So, it's December 5th. Fox News is reporting Jonathan Smith speaks out on his law enforcement recognition and being helped by off-duty officer Tommy McGrath when he was shot in the neck. This is the latest installment. Las Vegas shooting hero honored for saving 30 lives. This, you know, interesting. Again, back to Tucker. Apparently, Tucker Carlson and his team are going to be in Las Vegas today, reporting from Las Vegas. So that should be interesting because we still have no answers. I keep thinking of the clip of Chris Swecker on Fox October 3rd, I want to say, talking about how we should see an uncanny degree of video evidence emerge from Las Vegas, because, you know, Las Vegas is so heavily surveilled all the time, everywhere, every nook and cranny of Las Vegas. And we haven't seen a single image of Stephen Craig Paddock even in Las Vegas, let alone Mandalay Bay. Not one. We've seen a grainy video that, you know, possibly might be him from a slip and fall accident. But who knows if that's really him. So Chris Swecker, former assistant director of the FBI, back on October 3rd, you know, saying that and not a single piece of evidence. So that'll be interesting to see what comes of Tucker Carlson's reporting in Las Vegas today. He's, I think, one of the few, if not the only, mainstream folks that's not willing to let Las Vegas get entirely memory-holed. Meanwhile, devices are going crazy. Have you noticed lately there's been a massive uptick just in the last 3 or 4 weeks of devices just doing the weirdest things? There are these constant updates. I'm looking at a message right now, Windows feature update. It's ready to install with new features. And people are noticing that all devices, phones, tablets, laptops, desktops, but then other things, you know, televisions, cable boxes, any kind of technological device that runs on software, which is pretty much everything these days, is constantly updating, constantly doing things. And I don't think that's a coincidence or an accident. I've mentioned recently, speaking of Windows, that one of, you know, I said a while back that if you understand how machine learning works, if you can turn machine learning loose on a code base to comb that code base for vulnerabilities to exploit, then if that code base, the machine learning algorithms that are combing the code base can find a vulnerability to exploit, they can deploy an exploit real time, and they can comb that code base a million times a second and then deploy in an instant an exploit faster, obviously, than you can push a button to update your operating system, for example, in this case. So Windows 10 is Windows as a service, modeled after software as a service, obviously. And automatic updates are hardwired. You can monkey with your networking a little bit to change that, but there is no simple way to turn off automatic updates, which I think lends itself to my suspicion that it's pretty obvious the reason for that. One of the big reasons for that is what I just described. When artificial intelligence is deployed as a threat seeker, there's no way for you to push the button to update in time. By the time you push the button, the exploit has already been deployed on your system. So my suspicion is that folks like Windows or Microsoft and others are doing that on their end. Exactly what I described, where they are using machine learning essentially to comb their own code bases for vulnerabilities, and based on that, deploying them to your site. It's like a technological arms race at this point, which is scary, to say the least. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Frustrating, you know, stuff gets shuffled around. Unbelievable. You know what? We'll try. Gosh, man. So last night, Fox News had the two segments that were really, I think, powerful, impactful. One was a 9-minute segment, the opening monologue, and Tucker Carlson's guest. I forget the gentleman's name. It was a great couple of segments. And then Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton was on explaining. We'll get to that in a second, hopefully. But I guess we'll try to, you know, cut this together. It's really unfortunate. That 9-minute segment and then the 5-minute segment with Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton was great. But then they've been pulled apart and sort of memory hold, which leaves one scratching one's head, if you know what I mean. Why would you do that? I'm sure that they got traffic and traction, so that's unfortunate. Anyway, here's the segment, if we can play that. Tucker's introductory monologue last night, talking about the FBI, and the Fox News tweeted this clip last night with the caption, Tucker Carlson on the FBI, an agency charged with enforcing the law, clearly considers itself above the law. Here's that segment. Go ahead, please.
Investigation is tainted with partisan politics. They've noted, for example, the strikingly high percentage of prosecutors on Mueller's team who are also major Democratic donors. The president himself has frequently echoed these charges, implying that the investigation is a partisan witch hunt concocted by his enemies to overturn last fall's election results, basically a coup. We haven't joined that chorus. Prosecutors, like military officers and surgeons, are trained to rise above their own politics in the service of duty, and most of them do that. In the absence of hard evidence to the contrary, it seemed wise to give this investigation the benefit of every doubt and wait for the outcome. We're Americans. We believe in the fair application of justice. We think that's what normally happens. Well, unfortunately, it's getting harder to maintain that faith. 2 days ago, news broke that a key figure in the Mueller investigation, a longtime FBI official named Peter Strzok, had been removed from his job for sending highly political text messages to his mistress, who's another FBI official. Apparently, those texts attacked President Trump and expressed affection for Hillary Clinton. Now, ordinarily, this would not rate a headline. Even career government officials are allowed to have political views. But this is no ordinary moment. Peter Strzok is at the very center of the two most politicized Justice Department cases in a generation. Strzok was, first of all, deeply involved in the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server last year. At the conclusion of that investigation, it was apparently Strzok who changed the FBI's description of what Hillary did from grossly negligent to extremely careless. Now, the first description is a crime, the second merely a blunder. So, in effect, Peter Strzok exonerated Hillary Clinton in the middle of a presidential campaign. But then he kept going. Strzok went on to sign the document, the official document that opened an investigation into Russian meddling in the election. The very same investigation the Hillary campaign was calling for at the time, the one that has now completely overwhelmed the Trump presidency. And if that wasn't enough, it was also Peter Strzok who, according to news accounts this afternoon, oversaw the FBI's interviews in January with General Mike Flynn at the White House, the ones that resulted in Flynn pleading guilty to felony charges on Friday. Apparently, Flynn had no idea he was being interviewed, and that would explain why he didn't have a lawyer present. If true, that would qualify as trickery. It would be unethical. Again, like Zelig, Peter Strzok in the middle of it. So you can see why Strzok's politically charged text to his mistress might matter at this point. What exactly did Strzok say in those texts? We still don't know the answer to that because, for reasons it will not even explain, the FBI won't tell Congress. So all the way back in August, the House Intelligence Committee sent a subpoena to the FBI asking for, among other things, information on why Peter Strzok was removed from Mueller's team. But instead of replying, the FBI simply stonewalled and said nothing. Well, that's not just infuriating, it's unconstitutional because the FBI is not its own government. It's a single agency within the executive branch of our federal government. It's accountable to, among others, the United States Congress, and therefore accountable to voters. Keep in mind, nobody elected Peter Strzok to anything. You elect members of Congress to keep people like Peter Strzok in line. Now, when people like Peter Strzok decide that Congress has no power over them, they're giving you the finger and they're threatening democracy. That should not be allowed. And yet, amazingly, it's common. It happens literally all the time in Washington. Last summer, for example, Congress sought basic information about the infamous Trump dossier. Did the FBI pay for it or part of it? Did FBI agents believe the contents or use them to drive their Russia investigation? These are basic and central questions, and yet the FBI just ignored them. They didn't feel like answering. They rarely do. Back in 2015, two Islamic extremists attempted to shoot up a Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. Remember that? Later, it emerged that an undercover FBI agent knew the two shooters personally, and it even egged them on to, quote, tear up Texas. That agent even traveled with the terrorists to the scene at Garland, was present right before the attack, and tried to flee as it began. It's hard to believe that actually happened in America, but it did happen. You'd probably like to know why it happened, wouldn't you? Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin would like to know. He's repeatedly asked the FBI to explain why it shielded terrorists, how it could have failed to stop the shooting that happened later. And yet he still doesn't know. Senator Johnson's requests repeatedly have been stonewalled by the FBI. A year before that, in 2014, Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma asked the Justice Department information about the gun that the Tsarnaev brothers used to kill a police officer right after the Boston bombing. He never received an answer to that question. We could go on. There are many examples of this, but the point is clear. The FBI is out of control, and not just in the Trump investigation, but much more broadly. An agency charged with enforcing the law clearly considers itself above the law. And that's a threat to you and every American, no matter who you voted for.
So there you go. There's the first half of it, and I just happened to find the rest of it. There are three parts. Well, let's see. Maybe we can – let's see if we can make this – work here. Well, that's pretty shocking stuff, I would say, wouldn't you? I mean, it's quite a monologue. Anyway, we're having some kind of technical fun here. So the continuation of that, the entire clip is on. Sorry, I'm going to switch things around. So, the continuation of that, which was a good segment. A few things, you know, this, I apologize for the delay. This, again, this all got chopped up and there was a long segment that was on the Fox News article yesterday that seems to have disappeared. But the long segment is now on YouTube under the title Tucker, FBI is out of control, thinks it's above the law. So we played the first part, and here is the second part. If you just watched the video that I just mentioned, if you want to watch all of this at the same time, it's on this YouTube video. So, again, Tucker, FBI is out of control, thinks it's above the law. Here's the continuation of that clip that we just played. Go ahead, please.
Joe DeGenova is a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he joins us tonight. Joe, given the centrality of Peter Strzok in these two investigations, Hillary email and the current Trump-Russia investigations, on what pretext could the FBI be denying these texts to Congress?
It's very difficult to see how they have any basis for denying Congress access to this data. They publicly leaked the reason that he was fired, removed from the case. So there can't be a personnel reason for doing it.
Right.
And even if there were, it wouldn't matter. Congress has a right to that data. They can receive it. They have to receive it. I think what's going on at the Bureau right now is very, very serious. It's very depressing for a former federal law enforcement official. This is not your mother's FBI. What's wrong with the FBI is not the average everyday agent. They're great. It's the management at the FBI that is the problem, and that management has not improved with the arrival of Mr. Wray. I cannot understand how Chris Wray, the current FBI director, can tolerate having Andrew McCabe on his staff at this point, given his history and his track record. I think the FBI is in very serious trouble. It started with James Comey. Comey, the dirtiest cop in America, destroyed the FBI's reputation with his bizarre personal behavior beginning way before his July 5th news conference. The Bureau is in trouble. It needs a major overhaul. And if it continues to resist Congress, I believe the contempt of Congress for the current director and other people in the agency is absolutely justified.
So this is the most powerful agency in the federal government that can literally break down the front door of your house and take your freedom away. And they do that quite a bit.
Or show up at your house in the morning while you and your wife are in bed in order to frighten you like they did with Mr. Manafort. What a disgusting, awful display of raw political power. Not law enforcement power, political power. I think the Bureau has been politicized by Comey. I don't know what Ray's going to do about it, but he has a short time frame to fix it.
Is it conceivable, and this was reported this afternoon, we haven't confirmed it, that General Flynn at the White House in January, newly installed National Security Advisor, meets with the FBI, talks to them. They don't tell him this is a formal interview, and it's on the basis of that he's charged and pleads to perjury.
It was Andrew McCabe who sent those agents there, by the way. The man who...
But can you do that?
Yes, you actually can. But here's what's disturbing about it. It's technically okay to do that, but you have to ask yourself, given the history of everybody involved in that case, who were involved in the Hillary email server case, where they conducted a totally irresponsible, unprofessional criminal investigation, and then they turn up the heat on this investigation of Flynn, the same agency. This is politics. The Bureau has been politicized. You compare the email server investigation of Hillary Clinton with the investigation of General Flynn and President Trump's aides, and what you have is a despicable politicization of the Bureau. They can no longer insist that they are fair at what they're doing.
Well, it's the same charge. I mean, the same guy, Peter Strzok, apparently let the former Secretary of State off the hook for lying and then pushed the indictment on felony charges of the National Security Advisor for lying. So how is that?
Mr. Strzok has been hopelessly compromised since he expressed his political views to his paramour, with whom he was another FBI official that he was having a sexual relationship with. Strzok is no longer credible inside the Bureau. That's why he's now in the Human Resources Department.
Right. Just shakes the faith of every American in our justice system.
And it should.
And the cost is high. Well, it undermines the country, quite apart from this investigation,
indeed,
I would say. Joe, thank you very
much. You're welcome.
So there you have the entire segment. And, I mean, where do you begin? That hopefully that added to the discussion. And that was Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, D.C. And I disagree with the notion that the FBI, Comey, the dirtiest cop in America, and the FBI is now compromised. It was always compromised. It was set up to be compromised, kind of like the CIA. At what point do we get a clear picture that you can't prune evil and expect to get different results? Bad tree, bad fruit, as Jesus said. And this notion that somehow we can prune a bad tree and get different results is part of the erroneous thinking that gets us into deeper and deeper messes. MS-13 is another example, not to get off on a tangent, but just in the remaining moment here, most people don't know the sordid history of MS-13 in the School of the Americas. which is unfortunate. And if you don't know what to look for, you're not going to find it anywhere in search because it's largely suppressed, unfortunately. If you go over to SOA.org, which is short for School of the Americas Watch, it's the acronym, SOAW.org, you can find you should be able to do a search, I think, MS-13 SOAW, and that'll give you the entry for MS-13. Most folks don't realize that a number of the El Salvadoran revolutionaries were trained at the School of the Americas. That's a fun fact, isn't it? We always, every time MS-13 comes up in the news, I have to circle back around to that fun fact. Just another frenemy that, oops, happened to be turned on its own people, supposedly. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, again, I mean, if you're not familiar with this storyline, this thread, go check it out. It's always the same MO. We need to, you know, Richard Sakwa put it best. The quote, the operative phrase really is As he put it, there's a fateful geographic paradox. He was speaking of NATO, but it's really all of these organizations. There's a fateful geographic paradox. NATO exists to manage the risks created by its existence. And that's the same operative phrase when it comes to the FBI, the CIA, the RAND Corporation, all of these think tanks and NGOs, all of these agencies, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we heard Tucker talking about the FBI, and it is presumably accountable to Congress, et cetera. I think Tucker needs a remedial lesson in administrative state fourth branch whatever, civics, politics, because it doesn't, you know, the Bernanke quote comes to mind, excuse me, or not Bernanke, Greenspan, sorry, back on September 18th of 2007, that clip that has disappeared. By the way, you can't find the page entry, but you can find the audio still on PBS. So one has to wonder about that. Oh, maybe it was just a site update that missed that page. Well, sure. Except all of Alan Greenspan's other archives on PBS are still there. Just not that one on September 18th, 2007. How convenient. Just another one of those things that gets memory hold, like the pieces that got broken apart today of the clip that we're going to play. So R.J. Pistrito is perhaps the preeminent author on the administrative state. That his piece over at the Heritage Foundation back in 2007 already, the birth of the administrative state, where it came from and what it means for limited government. Tucker Carlson needs to read that. Pistrito has written extensively on this subject, and is one of few, I think, who really understands the has a command of the subject in a way that most Americans should, but we're not taught this stuff. The FBI is an independent agency, you know, so you could substitute the director of the FBI for the Fed chair in that conversation that Alan Greenspan had with Jim Lehrer back in 2007. What is the proper relationship? What should the proper relationship between the FBI chair and the president be? Well, the FBI is an independent agency, and as such, it's beholden to and accountable to no one. So what the relationships are don't frankly matter. I mean, really, you could substitute that phrase, because that's how it operates. And remember Congressman Walden's sentiments to that effect. The BLM changed the law he wrote, he co-wrote. Completely inverted it. Remember? And that's what agencies routinely do. Like Tucker said, you know, you didn't vote for Peter Strzok or any of the guys at the FBI. That's how agencies work, 450 or so of them. They operate as an independent government. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break. Second hour coming up.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.